The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
We haven't even talked about the game on Saturday, by the way.
It was heartbreaking.
It was a little. It also just goes to show how tight the margins are.
Yeah.
You know, I know a lot of people very disappointed. I wasn't really, because things happen.
Mm.
If you're going to kick a drop goal with the last kick of the match, things happen. Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Also, yeah. We are the kings of one-point wins.
Precis.
So someone else had to be on the receiving side of that.
Yeah. So not my favorites, but, you know, it happens, we move.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, I said the same thing after we lost the World Cup final to India. The guys that we lost to are not potato farmers. They are the professionals. They play in the best league in the world, and they showed it by winning the URC as well. So it's not exactly like, again, we lost to, you know, the Ivory Coast at rugby.
No, exactly. Ireland happened to be pretty good at this game, so that's okay. With your help the last 2 weeks, we've been putting together the greatest Springbok 15 of all time. We've got three more positions to announce today. Two wings, which we'll do now, and a surprise fullback. That's all I'm going to say. A surprise fullback win after 5 o'clock this afternoon.
We never expected it.
No, we never did, but your votes are counted, thousands and thousands of them. Do you want to get the winger inclusions today? First wing, joining our Springbok greatest 15 of all time.
There again, Parks once more. Habana is away. Brian Habana cracks on the face. He will outsprint a lot of them. 11 dead for the 100 meters. Great work, Brian Habana.
Deserved. Deserved.
Habana na na.
What a guy.
What an unplayable champion. So he's in on the one wing. And the other wing is this man.
And then the interception from Cheslin Colby, who's on his way to the try line for his first test try.
Cheslin has made it.
Unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
So when we went to the Seychelles earlier this year, when I went on the Momcation with Club Med, I met a wonderful group of women. And one of the people in that group was Layla Colby. So when we were putting together this list, I got a very, not stern WhatsApp. I just got a WhatsApp saying, listen here, when are you announcing wings? Because when is my man going to come on the list? And now he's in the team. Layla Colby.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, sorry. I was about to say something and then I realized, don't tell them that.
How are you feeling? Your man has made the greatest Springbok 15 of all time.
It's incredible, honestly. Whenever he gets accolades like this, then I always put myself in the shoes of, like, supporter. Mm. Because even me, like, as his wife, I want to try and be as unbiased as possible. But, I mean, I'm in awe all the time. Like, I watch his YouTube clips all the time with my kids. I'm like, look, that's Dad!
Because so
even I'm like in shock, like, of the things he does sometimes. I'm like, how do you do these things? And it's incredible. So thank you to everyone for voting.
A husband, but also a fan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love that.
100%.
Listen, how are the guys feeling after Saturday?
Look, they left immediately the next morning, so we didn't get to actually talk about it. They've all gone to Bloom.
Yeah.
But I think they are a bit disappointed. They obviously felt that they could have gotten it. And, I mean, there's nothing we can do. I was a bit disappointed we lost by 1 point, and then I realized we were in the same position as opponents.
Exactly.
Not too long ago. So I was like, okay, now I know how it feels to lose by 1 point.
So, Layla, what do you do to just pep up a Springbok that maybe has a little bit of a broken heart after they lose a match like Saturday?
Oh my goodness. besides yelling at them, like, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? I'm only kidding.
It's good to say. It's a very high level sport. You've got to be some tough love.
Exactly. Coaching from the family.
Sometimes I actually do. And then he's like, this is the game plan. And I'm like, come on, clearly. Like, or when he comes home with an injury or something, I'm like, why didn't you just turn around and run the other way? Why are you going for these big guys? Just turn around.
Let Urban tackle.
Exactly. Run the other way, Jazzy. Run the other way. Layla, thank you so much for making time to chat to us. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You are now the wife and part-time coach of a member of the Jacaranda FM Greatest Springbok 15 of all time on Sefia Bayadanki.
Layla Colby on the line. How
what a
cool.
legend.
So there you go.
Just run the other way.
Brian and Cheslin are in the team. And after 5 o'clock this afternoon, the final announcement, a bit of a surprise at 15. And we did say that the popular choice at fullback is a little surprising. I mean, no disrespect. An incredibly good player.
Yeah.
But we're all a little bit surprised. And when I tell you, the man got almost 1 in 2 votes. 48% of the votes went like this.
Beautiful break from Landy! Game over!
Game over!
Sure.
That is it. Pat Lambie is in at number 15.
Shocked.
Beat out Percy, beat out Andre Hubert, beat out everyone else.
Befuddled.
With almost half the votes.
Weet jy wat? Ek dink hy het vir 'n kort tydjie gespeel. Maar hy het regtig 'n groot impak op Suid-Afrikaanse rugby gemaak and people haven't forgotten that.
No.
So it's like, no, come through. Come through, Blondie.
Yeltamal. So, there is your team. We're going to run through this quickly. Then, we want you to WhatsApp us the word Springboks and your pick for the captain. And then we'll ask Warren Brosnihan in a moment who he would choose as his captain. If you choose the same captain as Warren, we might send you a Springbok jersey. And make you the honorary team captain when we post this on jacarandfm.com. We'll make you Russie for the squad.
Ons sit jou sommer daar in die coach. Ons het hier in die ateljee het ons foto met watter spelers in watter posisie. Daarby coach gaan jou prentjie gaan.
Yeah, exactly. So, here it is. Tell us who you think Warren is going to choose as captain. Front row, Osturand, Malcolm Marx, Tendai the Beast and Tawarida. Bucky St. Eben at 4 and 5. Skulk, Peter Steph, and Dwayne as your back row. And then, Joost at 9, Andre at 10, Jean and Jacques in the centers, Brian and Cheslin on the wings, and Pat Lambie at 15.
Okay.
It's a hell of a team.
I mean, even the bench could be a team.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yelt them all.
So, amazing team that we have put together, I must say, over the past 2 weeks. So, we also want to give you some stuff.
Yeah.
So, if you choose the same captain as Warren Brosnihan does, then you can stand a chance to win a brand new Springbok jersey, the bragging rights, and your face on our little graphic of our best Springbok squad according to Jacaranda FM, and a drive with Robin Ross Hamper.
First and foremost, thank you so much for everyone's votes.
Yes.
Helping us put this team together.
And the chats that have come up around on Facebook as well, when everybody's arguing like Joe, I just want to throw a spanner in the works. That was Joe's main purpose over the past 2 weeks, was just to be like extra and go, but I don't agree.
Listen, on the line to give us some context, and thank you so much for your time. Hi, Warren Brosnihan.
How are you doing? Good to hear from you guys.
Good to hear from you, my friend. You've had a chance to look at our team, voted for by Jacaranda FM listeners. What do you think?
Yes. Well, see, I think it's very, very interesting. So, some one or two interesting selections, I must be honest. But, geez, you can't go wrong with some of those selections. Osturant, Malcolm Marx up front, and Tendai the Beast and Tuariera. I mean, the second row combination is good as well. You've got some proper physicality with both Buckies and Urban there. So, yeah, it's really, really good. Enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's looking... I promise you, that was my favorite day when we booked Bucky Tsebedi into
yes,
that team.
We it even
was,
gave him them a name.
My favorite
well, lock... Can you imagine being the opposition, having to face both Buckies and Urban
no ways.
Together? I mean, that would just be... That'd be a disaster.
Just a painful day at the office. And then I'm glad some of the legends got in. I'm glad Uist got in, for example. I'm glad Brian got in. Andre in a 10 feels like a good shout. Cheslin made it onto the list. We chatted to his wife, Layla, about half an hour ago. She's super excited about that as
That's fantastic. He deserves it. He is an absolute warrior, that man. And you think of what he's done for our country and how he has represented us on that wing position. He's just sensational.
Yeah, absolutely. So, are there any that you feel are glaring omissions? Some of your favourites that you think should perhaps be in with the shouts?
Yeah, to see, I suppose probably I'd look at inside centre. I mean, Jean And remember, we're looking at it from those that are at World Cup level.
Yeah.
And Jean is, without doubt, one of the best inside centres we have produced in South Africa. But at World Cup level, he's been unfortunate. 207 got injured.
Yeah.
Obviously, a lot of injuries went along with him. And I think Damien Delende, winning two World Cups, I think, for me, would be the guy that I'd look at just
Thank
because
you.
Of what he has achieved.
Thank you.
Bros, can I also... Joe Van here, can I also just add a span in the works there, talking about, you know, like
Always.
I said, a span in the works. Someone like an Andre Snyman, would you have considered him to be there at number 13? Possibly.
Yeah, you can consider him, but I mean, Jacques Perrier, I don't think you can go past that.
Yeah.
That's a really good... I mean, he was one of our greatest centers ever. And I think that's right. I mean, Jean is a brilliant player, so don't get me wrong.
Listen,
but I just think with Damien's record and what he's done in the last two World Cups, I think has just been phenomenal.
I was Damien standing last week when we were talking about the centres. We've had accusations, Bros, that we are very Bulls-centric because we're up here.
Well,
but I look at
their
team and I'm like,
from.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that team.
No,
I think
nothing wrong
well.
With a bit of... I wore that blue Bull jersey with the greatest of pride. There's nothing like running onto Loftus and Steve Hoffmeyer singing his song, The Blue Bull Vietti Fun Pulled Up. And even as an English guy, let me tell you, it got the blood going. You just wanted to put your body on the line. So the other one, I think, is probably fullback when you got the Rolls Royce, Andre Joubert, Percy Montgomery, and Vili Leroux. I think those three, probably you could argue for any of those three to be in as a starting World Cup fullback.
Yeah.
So, Warren, we've obviously given you the list. You've got your own spanner that you wanted to throw in the works here and there with players you would choose. Now we've got to give you the difficult task of choosing your captain.
So, and obviously you've got to choose your captain from what is on the list.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
exactly.
I can't choose from outside that list, and I'm a loose forward. So my decision is easy. If out of those 15, the guy that I'd want captaining myself, if I was lucky enough ever to be in that side, which I wouldn't be, would be Dwayne Vermeulen.
Wow. Springbok captain Dwayne Vermeulen, as chosen by Warren Brosnahan.
That's who I would go for. Yep.
That's perfect.
Well, Warren, from all the messages that we've seen so far, Dwayne is pretty much in the lead by a large majority at the moment. So it means a kennel of rugby.
Bros, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate you this afternoon.
Thank you. Absolute pleasure.
Thanks,
keep
mate.
Up the good
thank
job.
You. Thank you so much.
So there you go.
What an absolute legend. I love Warren Brosnahan. He's awesome.
You know, I always get this all the time when people talk and they're like, oh my God, you sound like you do on radio. And I felt like I was listening to Super Sport commentary there, talking to Warren Brosnahan.
Exactly.
And I was like, oh, okay, I'm standing there.
So you heard the man. Dwayne Vermeulen would be his pick as captain. We are going to go through the WhatsApp line now. Somebody who has also chosen Dwayne. We will call you back a little bit later on. There is a Drive with Robin Ross hamper in it for you. There is a brandy Springbok jersey in it for you.
And a place for your photo on the team graphic of the best Springbok 15 squad ever, according to Jacaranda FM.
We're going to appoint you as the coach.